Please be aware that this audio drama is a dark look into the truth and consequences of mental illness, and may be distressing for some viewers. Violence, murder, graphic bodily harm, and aggressive voices with some swear words will be used throughout. Double broken leg, a broken hand, a hunter chasing me, and I'm sure I remember these woods being infested with snakes, and Kira's having to use all her strength just to make me walk at all.
Whoa, I think I spy a little varmint over there.
Circle you, leave us now.
Dang, hiding him with that song. I'll still find you.
Kara's song makes the air around me ripple, like a shield from his vision. I can still hear him. The woods aren't back in full bloom yet, though, so we should be harder to track.
Where are you, son? Don't think I'll let you get away with this.
I'll help. We'll all help. You aren't the monster we seek. The one that made our moonlit dreams creak. Leave us now. Leave us now.
I can hear you, traitors. I'll find you. And then I'll use your remains as target practice.
I'll help you, sir.
Who?
No. Let him leave.
He's the one who carved me up. Why should he leave when I can't?
Margot, please. He was forced to.
There's a cabin hidden in the woods, deep within where you belong. Show yourself, come back to us and leave us never.
Circle you, stay with you and never surrender. Circle you, stay with you and never surrender.
The shield ripples less, like it's weakening. Margo is stronger than Kara, it seems.
Keep it up! I think I see you.
The sign ahead, in the distance.
Yes, Levi, keep it up.
Peel away like skin from a muscle.
Almost there.
Hey, Margo, I think he's headed for the one landmark he remembers.
Yes, sir. Everyone, destroy that signpost!
I feel energy ripple around me, like threads of rope, heading for the signpost.
We need to protect Levi.
We need to stop the others. Everyone, attack Hurley!
Kara's team rip branches off the tree. Their spiritual power makes me tremble with goosebumps. Combined, they may just rival Mary. The kids throw the branches at Hurley, but Marco's team spin them around like a deflector shield. But at least the signpost stays in place. I need to get there. It might make me remember the way.
I'll run on ahead to that sign.
I'll stop her.
Go away, you stupid prick! He cut off my arms!
He's trying to get back to his life.
What about my life? I was supposed to be learning how to ride a horse this year, but now I can't!
Well, good for you, but my mom wouldn't even feed me ice cream. I had to steal it.
Kai and Marco seemingly wrestle and slam each other into the tree tops. Their bones breaking and reforming as the bark crunches away from them. I need to get to the sign, but I feel the kids on Marco's team pulling me back. Their ghostly ropes dragging against my arms. But Kara's team keeps throwing branches at Hurley, stopping him getting close to me.
You're a selfish brat.
You're not thinking right.
Oh, fuck. The tree landed on the signpost.
Now where to, son? Just come back and I'll make it quick for you.
I can't give up now. I won't give up now. Kara, stop hiding me.
But Levi...
I'll hide here. You all just focus on getting Hurley away.
Okay.
As I hide in the bushes, I see the rubbish.
Stop helping him.
I can't let him die.
You bitch!
It's almost a standoff. Kara and Marco are equally matched. Kara's team have started throwing more branches. Marco's team are still deflecting them. Hurley isn't moving too fast. I'm stuck. If I don't turn the tides soon, Hurley will. He's getting very close now. He'll find me in this bush soon enough. I'm too weak and hurt to take him in a fair fight. Although, how did Scarlet get him off me again? In the dropper's room, she hit him on the back of the head. He must not be savvy enough to look behind him often. Kai, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Are you strong enough to knock Hurley across the head with a large branch, and then break his leg with it?
Yeah, I can do that for sure.
As Hurley gets uncomfortably close to my hiding spot, I see a large branch float around to his back. I feel Margo's team notice, but Kara's team do too. I'm sure of it.
Sir!
What? What?
Finally! Now I need to move. Darn it. Why can't Mary be here? She'd stop them all. But then, she started the fire. With Dustin here too, I'd be dead already.
Stalemate, son. But Scarlet sure be on her way. And I'm sure my brother has put out that fire. It takes something very powerful to stop him.
My eyes are melting! They're melting! Mommy!
Like Marin.
Ah! What's happening? My butt is on fire!
Marin!
Oh!
My skin's peeling off! What is this?
See what you've done? The fire has destroyed the cabin. And these kids' remains. You've done killed them again, son.
You killed them! You bound them here! It's your fault!
No, it was you who carved me up! You!
She vanished!
Where to?
Are we gonna vanish too?
No. I don't wanna vanish. I like it here.
We need to get our stuff. Back to the cabin! Back to the cabin!
You kids get back here!
You can all go if you need to. My remains are safe.
I'll stay. I have to.
Darnation! Where are you, Levi? I know you're gonna be in one of those there bushes.
I won't let you find him.
You. We've eaten over 1,000 kids over the last decade, but only about 100 or so of you here. Only those that Marin thinks are fun to play with, or that Dustin thinks will be
knives with his collection. And you throw that privilege back at us.
No, sir. I'm very grateful for what you've done for me, but Levi doesn't belong with us. Please let him go, sir. No. Levi, help me, please.
Kai!
He's gone. Kai, he's totally gone.
Is this what you call the right thing to do? Do you really think you're the good guy of this situation? You go ahead and ask people. Am I the asshole by letting an abused child disappear forever as he cries out for me just because I don't like being a cannibal? And I reckon they'd say yes.
Well, why don't you ask these hypothetical people? Is keeping innocent people captive and eating kids while they're still alive something only an evil twat would do? I will escape from you!
I'm gonna kill you so bad.
Come on, Levi. You can do it. Come on!
I'm not the one for us, man. I'll choked out soon enough. She ain't strong enough to control me. Why? I can't even feel her. Almost like she is using it on me.
I thought for a moment Hurley was going to be killed by that snake, but a goose snatched it away from him before flying back to Scarlet, her leg at an odd ankle and the left side of her body badly burned.
Good work, Rattle. Here's some watermelon.
I crawl away from Hurley as Scarlet goes to him.
Please, let him go.
Why are you sticking up for him?
I was talking about you, or do you think you have a chance right now?
But
nothing. Levi has earned his freedom.
The cabin's gone. Dustin will be furious.
You gonna trust me?
All right.
Scarlet kneels by Hurley. She kisses him softly. They do love each other.
Now, let's get you home, darling. And Levi, we promise we won't try to kill you again. But I will miss our talks.
Yeah, I will too. But you could escape, too.
I wouldn't even try if I could. I have everything I want and need right here.
You know what, darling? Maybe it's how we get ourselves some corporeal kids.
Well, it's about time you said that. Honk!
Kara, thank you. For everything. Where to now?
I'm sorry, Levi. I'm so, so tired.
It's okay. You've done amazing.
didn't sleep, but...
It's okay. I'll find my way back. And I've still got your remains.
I'm sorry to leave you alone. Good luck.
I feel Kara go away. But not like the others. She's asleep now. I need to get to a city. Whichever city it is. Be it Detroit, or Tijuana, or even Brennington. I'm alone. But I can do this. It's still morning. So I've got a chance. But I need to get there before nightfall.